Hello, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori coming to you on behalf of Financial Services Online with your daily financial services news wrap for Saturday, August 3rd, 2024. Let's dive right into the stories making waves in our financial world today. Repercussions from the 5.4 magnitude quake that rattled parts of our country in November of 2018 continue to unfold. Recently, two rural homesteads looking to secure earthquake damage insurance payouts had their hopes dashed when the Australian Financial Complaints Authority upheld Allianz's verdict. The insurer had dismissed the claims, citing evidence of pre-existing faults, pointing to long-standing foundation instability and deteriorating mortar as key culprits. If you're a homeowner, this case underlines the importance of regular property maintenance and comprehensive record keeping to ensure your safety net remains intact. Turning the dial to regulatory news, our government is stepping up the fight against financial scams with renewed fervor. Minister for Financial Services Stephen Jones has emphasized the government's commitment to protect our pockets from these digital pitfalls. The National Anti-Scam Center, bankrolled by $58 million from our federal budget, is leading this charge. Impressively, its early efforts have already yielded a 29% reduction in investment scam losses last year. However, this fight isn't purely one-sided. Minister Jones has called upon financial institutions, telecoms, and social media companies to join ranks and share responsibility in keeping our finances safe. In the housing sector, Australian renters are grappling with escalating rental costs. Despite CoreLogic reporting a slowdown in rent growth, the financial pressure on renters remains high. Rental prices have skyrocketed by an eye-watering 22% over the past 2 years, overtaking the pace of income growth. Contributing factors include high migration and a struggling housing supply, pointing to a potential shortfall of up to 300,000 dwellings. Experts are suggesting a need to align migration to housing supply to alleviate this issue. As we wait for a resolution, house hunters across Australia continue to feel the tightening squeeze on their wallets. Lastly, stricter scrutiny looms on the horizon for Australian Financial Services Licensees, or ASFLs for short. Starting this month, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, ASIC, is implementing a new enforcement regime to validate the authenticity of financial advisor records on the Financial Advisors Register, also known as FAR. This move is aimed at maintaining trust in our financial advisory profession. Misrepresentation of qualifications will not be tolerated, and AFSLs are even required to promptly fix any incorrect contact information on record or face potential penalties. That's your quick catch-up on this week's financial comings and goings brought to you by Financial Services Online, your go-to for insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. For more insights and advice, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay informed, stay ahead, and stay savvy, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off.